Hello, everybody, and welcome back to First in Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful semester so far and staying safe while also having fun. Recently, we did get hit with a huge snowstorm, and so I hope everyone was well prepared for that and stayed safe. And even though the temperature for this week feels not as cold, or at least the week of this recording isn't, but I can't say the same for the weeks to come, especially with how crazy Arkansas's weather can be. But soon enough, we will be getting into warmer season. It is still so important to make sure you take care of yourself properly and take the right measures to ensure you're up to full health, because with warmer weather around the corner, it also comes with allergy season, and we all know how that goes. But an amazing resource here on campus to combat that is the Health and Wellness Center, located inside Doc Bryan. Joining us from the Health and Wellness Center is two of their lovely PhDs. If you could please introduce yourself, what your position is at the Health and Wellness Center, and what you're involved in, major, classification, and anything else you'd like the audience to know.
I'm Abby Neal. I'm a PHA, Peer Health Advocate. I'm also a member of Student Government Association and Student Activities Board. I'm a sophomore. I'm majoring in psychology. That's pretty much it.
And hi, my name is Mason Moore. I'm also a Peer Health Advocate at the Health and Wellness Center. I am in Alpha Tau Omega Fraternity. I'm in the Pre-Law Society, part of the Honors Program, and a few others. I'm a political science major looking to be a lawyer.
The quote we want to share with you all today is, keep your vitality. A life without health is like a river without water. Maxime Legace. Now let's get started. So even though most clinics offer just physical health services, I know the Health and Wellness Center does more than that. Could you tell us a little bit more about what else y'all offer?
So other than like the medical clinical testing we offer, we also have like counseling services, which personally, like, I've been to them in the past and it's very, very helpful. Just for like, you know, short-term issues, you can go in and talk to somebody. We even have like peer listening sessions. So if you're not comfortable talking to a counselor, you can talk to one of us. So it's more of like a friendly conversation.
Yeah, I mean, the counseling sessions are pretty cool. You can do group counseling, couples counseling, just even like friends counseling. Like, you and your roommate got a disagreement, yeah. You can go to it. Yeah. Now, they won't like solve your problems for you. They'll let you talk it out and they'll give you all tools to use that and work on it. Another like cool thing we have, a lot of people don't know about, is like our like health and like wellness side. Our specialist that does that is Lisa Kreider. So you can go in there, you can get tools on how to like get a better diet, better workout plan, and stuff like that. She's our nutrition specialist. We have a BMI machine, come in and use it anytime. Don't have to check in, no wait times, anything like that. We have a lot of cool resources you can use, and people just don't even know about it, really.
I remember hearing about the friend group counseling, yeah, or whatever, and me and my friends always joke around about it. We're always like, oh, we need to go to friend group counseling or whatever, because we all need it, you know? But that's definitely something that's interested me, like, before, is, like, going to counseling, because, like, also while you're in college, the stress does get to you. There's a lot of pressure on you, and if you're away from home, it can be really, really tough on you, both your physical as well as mental state. So I think that's something really cool that y'all do. I also recently learned, well, recently as in last semester during orientation, but I learned that the Health and Wellness Center added this thing called You at ATU. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, what exactly it is, and how can it benefit students to use it?
Yeah, absolutely. You at ATU is a new website we have available to all tech students. It's coming out of your health and wellness fee, so you might as well take advantage of it. Just look up You at ATU. It'll bring you right to the site. You'll log in with your tech ID and password. You don't even have to like sign up. You just log in. It's already made there for you. It's got all these cool tools. The best thing about You at ATU is it's just like all these other big colleges that have it. So like Alabama will have it, Georgia will have it, big places like that. And you'll go on there, you'll fill out a little like assessment survey. So like, let's say for me, I'm struggling financially, so I might take the financial stress assessment, and it says like, hey, I'm really stressed out about like how I'm going to pay off my student loans. Well, it might send me to resources all around campus and on campus, so on and off sources I can go to talk about that. So it might send me to financial aid, stuff like that. But my favorite part about it is when you get done, it gives you all these like statistics about other colleges around the nation and the students there. And so it'll be like, hey, you're stressed out about this, but guess what? 67% of other college students are, or whatever the number is. So, you know, it just kind of lets you feel like you're not alone and stuff like that. So it can definitely benefit people when it comes to like making them feel less alone and less stressed out. The best thing too is like the off-campus resources. So if there's nothing on campus that can help you, it shows you an off-site resource you can go to. But it's really cool. Definitely check it out. Get your money's worth out of it.
I know both of y'all are PHAs, and that's part of the reason why I brought y'all on here. But what exactly does a PHA do? And is there any specific reason why you became a PHA?
So basically, as peer health advocates, we have a few different roles. Part of it is like checking people in and like making a appointments for medical and counseling sides, mostly for medical, and just assisting like the other employees we have in any way that we can. But we also like help out with events that the Health and Wellness Center puts on. We run our social media, make posts for that and stuff, just like engaging the community and like spreading health health awareness to students?
Yeah, one of the cool things we do, it's kind of not seen, but we do a lot of the grunt work. It's like, let's say Abby here went in for like a counseling session. Any form she fills out, we got to scan and put in there. But what's good about this is that everything we do, it's all, what would you call it, confidential?
Confidential, yeah.
That's the correct word for it. It's all confidential. So let's say I see that your roommate came in and gotten, let's say, a crazy STD test and it's positive, negative, whatever. I cannot tell anyone about that. When that happens, it's all confidential. It stays between us. So when you call to make an appointment and you hear one of us pick up the phone, you don't have to be scared. We're legally not like liable to be able to tell any of your information, anything like that. It all stays between us. We'll act like we never saw you there. That's one of the cool things about us. A lot of what we do too is outreach programs. So like something like this, where we're just trying to put our name out there, inform other students. But a lot of what we do is for like these graduate students and stuff like that. There's teaching classes. They can request us to come to class and talk about it.
Oh, that's cool. So kind of like how intro to like orientation, they had like some resources, some like people around campus come in and talk. So kind of just like things like that.
Yeah. So like if an orientation, like intro to tech teacher wanted you to come over and talk about the health and wellness center, you can go there. And the best thing about us coming is like we can put our view on everything. Like we can put it down to like a student's view, so you're not getting like the person over the health and wellness center or whatever saying all these terms you don't know. Like we can put it in like your words, explain it to you, stuff like that. Makes it seem more like down to earth, I guess.
Oh, that's really cool. But like, is there a specific reason like why either y'all became a PHA or
Yeah, for me personally, as a psych major, like, I'm very interested in the mental health side of things, and I've always wanted to, like, help people in their mental health journeys, and so I'm really interested in being, like, a therapist myself, and so I just thought being a peer health advocate kind of gives me, like, that first step into that, kind of gets me used to, like, talking to people about their issues through, like, the peer listening sessions, and just more familiar with the environment, so... And I just like to help people.
I mean, my main thing was for me was I was wanting to get out and like kind of like outreach, get out to people. So like when I applied to work at Res Life and I got the offer for PHA, it was kind of perfect. They worked around my hours. I was going to get to learn a lot of new information. I was going to get to meet a lot of new people in a network that I'm not really familiar with. I'm a psychology minor, so it was kind of cool. I got to learn a lot that I'm already seeing in my classes, so it's pretty neat.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it was just really a good opportunity for me to like have some networking skills and reach out and help people.
And for some of the students that live on campus, I feel like they definitely use the resources a lot more than people who are commuters and like live off campus. What would you say are some of the benefits of having and going to the Health and Wellness Center here on campus rather than an off-campus clinic?
Well, first of all, definitely the fact that it's free is super helpful. I mean, we all know that college kids are broke. And so, I mean, if you're not having to go into like a clinic out in town, it's less intimidating too, I think.
Yeah. And it's always like people are saying, like, I always see this thing on social media where it's like, what do you mean I have, like, you can't schedule my appointment, mom, or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's the kind of stuff like that. So I think y'all also being there helps a lot with that as well. So.
Yeah, and it helps a lot too, like being on campus instead of having to go somewhere off campus. It's just the availability. I mean, we're open 8 to 5. I mean, I feel like there's usually at least an hour slot between a class somewhere in there. It could be hard if you have work and stuff like that, but that's the best thing about creating an appointment is you can create appointments with us. You can do it a month in advance if you need to, just whenever it works out for you. It's what a lot of our counseling sessions do, is like after they start seeing a counselor, they can book it monthly, bi-weekly, weekly, whatever works best for them. But also, like, we have a lot of free tools you can come and get. A big thing is like if you ever like twist your ankle or something like that and you can't stand up in the shower without it hurting, you can rent like shower chairs and crutches and stuff from us. Yeah, that way you're not using stuff from a hospital that's going to charge you $400.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be. You know, you just come show it to us. Some things you might have to have a doctor's note for, but most of it you don't. We have a lot of like tattoo skin care. Mm-hmm. So if you need help taking care of your tattoo, we have a lot of that stuff at the Health and Wellness Center you can have for free. So definitely take advantage of it.
And speaking about free items that you give away, could you tell me what some of those items are for those in the audience who may not know what all y'all offer?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, just talking about tattoos, like, we'll have, like, ointments and stuff you can put on it. We have the wrap, the clear wrap you can put on it. All kinds of band-aids, bandages, stuff like that. But one big thing we give out that we think everyone should know about is, of course, contraceptives. Come up to the front desk, just ask for an envelope. No questions asked. We just give it to you. Go have a great day. We don't need a name or anything. We just want everyone to stay safe and stuff. Abby, do you have anything to add to that?
The envelopes do have 10 condoms in them, so... Yes.
It's got plenty in there,
yeah.
Which, you know, it is kind of like a running joke because, like, sometimes you'll see, like, 2 or 3 people come 2 or 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
But it's honestly a good thing because it means they're probably giving them out to their friends. They're just too, like, embarrassed to come. So we're not discouraging you. Like, if you come 2 days in a row, we're probably happy we see you, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to make any acknowledgement to you. Yeah. But it is a good thing. We want our, like, all of our services to be used. Something big that a lot of students don't know about is our first aid kits that are supposed to be in every Residence Life dorm. They have condoms, Band-Aids, over-the-counter Advil, medicine and stuff like that. You can also come to the Health and Wellness Center and get Advil and stuff like that, so you don't have to pay for it at Walmart. But it's in there, in your dorm room, so you don't have to go out and get it.
With the semester still being fresh, and just how every other office, resource, and organization does, I'm sure the Health and Wellness Center also does some events, right? And if so, what events do y'all have planned for this semester?
So one of the big things we have planned for this semester is Women's Week, just spreading information about women's health in general, interactive way. I mean, we're going to have like buttons and stuff too, and some free items given away.
Good free items.
Yeah,
we got some good merch.
Yeah. As a woman myself, I'm excited for those free items.
Yeah, as a man, I'm excited to get them for my girlfriend, you know?
Yeah,
get some brownie points in. No, also like weekly, we do snacks and stories, 3 to 5. Come by, hang out with us, the Peer Health Advocates. At least 2 of us are usually in there. Free food, free drinks, have hot chocolate, coffee, water, snacks. We finally got good snacks this semester, I will say, because they let us choose them. So we got some good ones. Got all kinds of chips, stuff like that. But we're going to do like movie days this year. We're going to have like outside days when it starts getting warmer, you know, try and just change it up. But we're going to have a lot of good events coming. A lot of like also informative events like QPR events and stuff like that. Definitely be on the lookout and follow our social media for it.
Is that in the Health Wellness Center or where is that located?
The QPR will be top of Doc Brian. But like for snacks and stories, it is like right beside the Health and Wellness Center. It's 133. Giant meeting room. It's got a big TV in it for our movie day, stuff like that. And all of our snacks, stuff already out in there. Just come by, have a good time.
How would you say students could utilize the Health and Wellness Center services to better help them while they're here in college?
I mean, just basically take advantage of the counseling. Like, if you're stressed, go talk to somebody about it. I mean, there's no like shame in that. If you're sick, you know, if you're away from home, like you don't have your regular doctor, we have plenty of like certified officials like ready to treat you for that stuff and like provide prescriptions. And then again, with the wellness coaching, just take advantage of having a free service that is literally giving like nutrition guides and like workout plans, because that stuff's not free. Everywhere else can be pretty expensive.
Yeah, and I can't do anything more but brag on the people at the Health and Wellness Center. They're always like super friendly, always wanting to help, almost always on time and speedy with their stuff. And I mean, they're always trying to help you too. So like, even if you come to them and it ends up being something they can't help you with, they can give you referrals, and they like look and find like the cheapest and best options that can work for you. Like, especially with like the counseling, like during the summer, a big thing is like students want to continue counseling during the summer. We do have summer hours, so sometimes you can do like virtual if you can't like come up here and meet. But if you can't like do that, then they can refer you to a counselor like near you or something like that to try and help. And it's pretty cool, you know. Not a lot of places will do that to try and help you. Like, we're here for you, we want you to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think the Health and Wellness Center is definitely like one of those offices or like resources that you should be utilizing like almost every week.
Yeah,
like even if it's not just like for your health, all the free services that y'all give out, it's pretty cool. The what was it you said, snacks and stories. Yeah, that as well. I think that's really cool, and I think that's something like we should all utilize, because again, it's also in our fees, like included in our tuition and stuff. So
yeah, it never hurts to go meet new people and make some new friends.
Thank you all for joining us here on First Gen Table Talks, and thank you for you two for being such amazing guests and coming on to the podcast. Would you like to plug any websites or social media pages that the Health and Wellness has?
If y'all don't mind like following the Instagram and Facebook at ATU Student Wellness, we put out like our events and stuff. And then our Twitter is at ATU Stu STU Wellness. Mm-hmm. We also post on there. And so just whatever platform like you prefer, we're pretty much going to be there for
you. Make sure you check us out, because you never know when times might change, or like if there's an emergency like the blizzard we had, we might have to change hours up. So just make sure you keep it up there and we keep everything posted.
Mm-hmm. And also definitely check out the reels on Instagram.
We have some good reels coming up, so be on the lookout for sure.
Once again, thank you all for joining us here. And just a slight announcement, we will be moving over to the Campus Life Instagram. So check out ATU Campus Life on Instagram, because that's where we'll be really seeing anything first term related now. And our office is located in the Student Involvement Center in Doc Bryan 171. Don't be scared to come by.